This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Stocks, which we will get to in due time, of course, didn't do too badly today. Our stocks, anyway. They were down, but nothing like Friday when the bottom fell out, relatively speaking, on fears of emerging market instability and currency declines, phrases that nobody wants to hear. Tim Fernholz is a reporter for Quartz. Hey, Tim.
Hello, Kai.
These are big, scary words, right? Emerging market meltdown, currency problems. What exactly, in layman's terms, is going on here?
Well, what's going on is that a lot of economies around the world, countries that were doing pretty good, in fact, that we were like, they're doing better than the United States generally, have been running into some troubles in the last 6 months to a year. And in some cases, those troubles are really coming to a head right now. And the way we can tell is that it is a lot easier for American dollars or even euros and other sort of currencies to buy the foreign currency in these troubled economies.
Right, right, which happens on the foreign exchange markets. This is, in a way, related to the Federal Reserve Bank of the United States, right?
It is. It is. Last spring, Ben Bernanke, the Federal Reserve Chair, began hinting that the Fed was going to stop buying so many bonds, a thing it is doing to keep the U.S. economy going forward, and start to go back to normal. And it didn't even get a chance to stop before these emerging market currencies started to sell off. Because people are worried, as the U.S. starts to have higher interest rates, more and more money is going to come back to the United States and to other developed economies, leaving these emerging economies kind of outside without a coat, let's say.
All right, fair enough. And let's remember that back in the late 90s, it was emerging markets that started some of the currency problems back then and the ripple effects of a meltdown back then. Why, though, today should somebody in the United States be worried about this?
Well, the easiest way to put it is that of the big corporations on the S&P 500 stock index, biggest corporations in the U.S., basically, half of their revenue comes from outside the United States.
Oh.
So if you look at big companies that we think of as American companies like General Electric, General Motors, Walmart, you name it, these companies are making a lot of their money overseas. And if economic problems are happening overseas, their bottom line isn't going to look so good. Their stock market numbers aren't going to look so good. And if your retirement fund is invested in any of these companies or in a stock market index, as it probably should be, you might see it go down. And in fact, we've seen U.S. markets sort of sinking a little as these emerging markets have been troubled in the last week or so.
Spitball it for me. Does this, and with full acknowledgement and disclaimer that you're winging it, does this get worse or is it going to stabilize? Once people get used to the idea of the Fed tapering and seeing the world's not ending?
Well, I think it's going to be okay. Let me reassure you on that front with all my expertise. People are hearkening back to this late 90s foreign currency crisis when Alan Greenspan and Larry Summers, you may remember them, had to have the committee to save the world.
Right, committee to save the world. Yeah, you beat me to it.
Bingo, yeah. And that was pretty terrifying because it seemed like these problems were just migrating from country to country and we couldn't figure out how to really stop them, and it affected a lot of places across the world. What people are saying now, and if you know finance, you'll be a little nervous when I say this, is this time is different. And the reason is...
Yeah. Never has more money been lost on a simple phrase than this time is different, right?
I would remind you all that I'm not an investment advisor.
That's right.
What is different now is people are making the case, basically, that there are differences between the different hurting countries right now, and it's not going to be a mass contagion sort of panic event like it was in the late 90s.
Fingers crossed, right?
Fingers crossed all the time watching these markets.
Always. Tim Fernholz, he writes for Quartz. Tim, thanks a bunch.
Pleasure to be here.